Okay, we're up to page 444. We'll be learning Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We're learning the first part of Siv Chavav. Okay, a mavui. Gentlemen, what is a mavui again? A mavui is this area which is it's really a Rishus Yochet. And there is, so well, like in picture 71, you know the front part of it. You've got the area that various houses have got. So imagine houses on the left-hand side. A couple of houses together have got a chotzer, front courtyard, which they share. That front courtyard, that leads to a mavui, which is shared by various chatzeres. I think a very good example is Mowbray Road, in real terms. Imagine various houses, a few houses share a chotzer, and then that leads to a common mavui, which reaches the chatzeros. So imagine it a bit like, well, the front of page 71 is a good picture to mavui. Now, we learned that the mavui, although it's a rishus yachid, we learned that you can't just carry there because it resembles too much a rishus rabim. It's a public area. So therefore, Chachamim said, you've got to do what? In order to be able to carry there? Yeah, a koira, for instance. And then you'll be able to carry. You could also put a Tzuras HaPesach there. That will work as well. But you don't need to put a Tzuras HaPesach. Lechi Okeir works too. We're going to be learning a little bit more about this very point now. In Siv Chavav, third line from the top. Ha! This. Tamavu inita b'lechi Okeir. That we said. That emovui is permitted to walk in that area through a Lechi Okeir. Ha! Tamavui nitar b'lechi Okeir. That emovui is... When he's allowed to carry in a mavui through a lechi, or a koira, horizontal beam, that's not always true. Not every mavui qualifies for that. Dafka, k'sheinu namuch pochus ma'asora, tfachim meruvachim. This is only if it is not less than 10 tfachim meruvachim. Now there's two ways of counting tfachim. Tfachim can always be counted in two different ways. The Gemara in Sukkot speaks about this and other places in Shas. There's either generous meruvachim, generous tfachim, or metzumtzomois, a stingy tfachim. Well, now we're going to go both ways lechumra. So that we said, that you're allowed to carry in a mavui, once there's a lech okor, that's only if it's not less than 10 tfachim. V'lo yirach boy, and its length is not yoysem es amas metzumtzomois, and it's not 10 amas metzumtzomois. V'she'or koi ab amas meruvachos yoysa. Oh, that's if the four amas, it's got four amas or more in its width. Aval im chosa echot mikol elu. But if it's missing in any of those shiurim, in other words, if the walls are not 10 high, if it is not 10 deep, if it is not 4 wide, then a lechi or koir will not suffice. But if any of those will be missing, there is no takana, there is no way out. You'll have to establish a Tzuras HaPesach. So we're learning now that there is very clear rules with regards to a mavui. If a mavui is a perfect mavui, only then we will allow you to carry through a lechi or koira. For instance, the walls need to be 10. If they're less than 10, as an example, this is not an ideal mavui, and therefore, I'm talking about on the side now. Okay, so one second. Let me just, you're asking a good question. Okay, one second. No, for instance, well, the truth is that the simplest way to think about it is perhaps if there is, if one of the walls is not, so you can still be Rishus Yochid Reisa. If one of the walls is not 10. So it's not a perfect Mavui. It's still Rishus Yochid, but it's not a perfect Mavui. Chachamim therefore said, you cannot put a Lechi or Koiro there to allow to carry in that area. So what are you going to do? How are you going to be allowed to carry there? Only if you put a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach is a much better, preferred, and stronger way of allowing you to carry in that area. And that's what you've got to do over there. A mavui also needs to be These are the conditions. He needs to be, I'm going through the Shulchan Aruch again. Ho, the mavui nita b'lechi o'kara. That, and the mavui is, you're allowed to carry in it in a, through a lechi o'kara, in that mavui. Tafka, this is only if the following conditions apply. K'she'enu namuch pochs masorot fochim. You mustn't be less than 10 fochim. The walls mustn't be less than 10 fochim. Meruvochim. So this is this type of 10 fochim. V'lo yirach bo yoyseh me'eseh ames mitzum sabois. And it's roichev, its length mustn't be more than 10 amas, metzum 10 amas. V'she'orkoi, its width mustn't be ama amas meruvochas ayoisa. Havolim chosa echom nikol elu, but any of those conditions are missing. Elu takona, tis not takona, elo b'tzuras ha-pesach, b'tzuras ha-pesach. Look at what Shulchan Aruch Mishnebun Sefkot and Tzadik Beis says. Let's go through a couple of Mishnebures. Sivkon peiches as an example, as says in Mishnah Berurah, she'enu namuch. Reitzel oima. Shima kark shemamavui enu namuch mi bifnim neged aksolim shira sar tfochim. Mishnah Berurah brings the following example. Ima kark shemamavui, if the floor of the mavui enu namuch mi bifnim neged aksolim shira sar tfochim. This is picture number 71. You've got to be an example of the walls are 10 tfochim externally, but not internally. So as far as Rosh Yochid is concerned, it is Rosh Yochid. Do you agree? It is Rosh Yochid. But as far as a Lechin Koyer is concerned, it's not a perfect, ideal Mavui. Hence, yes, it's Rosh Yochid, but you cannot put the Lechin Koyer there to allow carrying there. You'll need to put a Tzuras HaPesach in the front. So nechshav ke'elu ein lemavui mechitzes. It's considered as far as mavui is concerned, it's no mechitzes. Ein mechitzes pchus me'asara, because mechitzes internally, you haven't got 10 tefachim. Now, the 10, yoyse me'esa, the im, hu oiz yoyse me'esa, ein olav shem pesach, floy mahani leze alechi v'koira. If in its length, it's more than 10 amas from the walls, it's more than 10 amas. So we learned that previously, that's considered proper pirzah. And therefore, a lechin kohar won't do, and you'll need to put up a tzuras ha-pesach day in order to allow carrying in that mavui. It's not a conventional mavui. And finally, in Sivkot and Tzadik Beis, I want to see as well, orkoi arba amos, the pochs m'shizeh, if it is not that far in, it doesn't go 4 amas in, it's not considered mavui like a chotza, but it's considered a chotza. And therefore, so if any of those conditions will be missing, you're going to have to put a tzuras ha-pesach there. So the pesach is stronger. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah, continues Shulchan Aruch. What happens if the height is more than 20 amas? I believe there might be a picture of you on page number 10 in the back. I think there might be a picture, if not mistaken. No, there isn't. Sorry. I thought there was a picture. No. Picture what? Yeah, that's it. Very good. Thank you very much. Very good. Perfect. Yeah, that's what else we wanted. You've got 20 amas. Now, why is it 20 amas? So, I don't know if the picture is so clear. What it's meant to be teaching us is that the walls are extremely high. It's more than 20 amas high. Now we learned, a koira more than 20 amas works or not? It doesn't. So, you have to be mad. Now how are you going to be mad? How are you going to help this koira in order to, how are you going to help this koira? So the way to do it is you add, you're mamad, which literally means you decrease. Why are you decreasing? You're decreasing the 20 amas. Can you see picture 80? Picture 80. It's just after page 444. Yeah. So what? Picture 80. So now, it's more than 20 hours. I clearly won't work. By the way, what will work? Obviously. That's right. Why? Because on the contrary, because you don't need it to go up. It doesn't matter. It's lechi on the side. It doesn't matter if you go put the lechi on the side. It doesn't matter the walls are more than 20 amas. So now, but what you're going to do about this, if you want to use the koira, what are you going to do? So you do what this picture is showing us. You put a step in the bottom, and then why is it helping us? Because now through the step, you don't have more than 20 amas anymore. From the step all the way till the koira is less than 20 amas. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. And if there was. Yes, it is fine. Once you've got a valid koira, all mavo is muta. Yeah. That's what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. If it is more than 20 amas high, metum tomos, ain't nita bekoira, a koira won't work because it's too high up. Avol, but nita rubelechi, you can put a lechi on the side. That will work. You can put a lechi on the side. What if you are all adamant to have a koira there? Instead of putting a lechi on the side, you want to use the koira, and you don't want people to break their neck. So what you're going to do is tzorich she'ase bo tzir v'kiyah. What you can do is, well, the case over here is, you're right. So you could put up a step because that's called memad, and that works. Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us in a minute that it works. But an alternative, what you can do is the following also. Tzorich she'ase bo tzir v'kiyah. You could put a tzir v'kiyah. He explains the mafarish in the brackets, perish, tziu echot bekoisel, minasit, oi al shmei koira. You can make a picture. You can make a picture on the koira. Lime, cement, al shmei koira. Shalidei kach, this will catch people's attention. Shalidei kach hakol mistaklim bo, and everybody will see it, everybody will look at it. So, tzach shiase b'tziu. You can put it doesn't define what exactly the picture is, but you have to catch people's attention. So maybe like stop Brexit or something like that. Yes, that's without raising the floor. Exactly, some sort of picture, yeah. So that works. This is a very big chiddush to me. Because why is it a very big chiddush? Why is it a big chiddush that it works? This is without putting a step up. Just putting, as Shulchan Aruch says, tzir v'kir. You put a picture up, you could put an arrow, for instance, on the side, on the wall, and put a big arrow showing up, yeah? Or you do something like that, or on the eye on the side, or on the actual koira, on the beam. And that would work. Now, this is a very big chiddush that it works. Why is it a big chiddush that it works? Had you asked me before, I'd have told you it doesn't work. Why? Because why does 20 amas not work generally? Can't see it. Because it doesn't catch people's eye. It doesn't catch people's eye. It's more than 20 amas. The Gemara says, yeah, I hear. But it's a chiddush that it works. Normally, correct. It doesn't. It wouldn't. Certainly wouldn't. So the Shulchan Aruch is mechadash over here. Tzorich she'ase bo tzir v'kiyah. If you make a tzir v'kiyah, perish tzir echot bekoisel minaseit, oyal shmei koira. Shaladei kach hakol mistaklim bo. Through that, everybody's going to look up and see the koira and say, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot this is mavo. You're allowed to carry that. Yeah, that's right. So that does work. Big chiddush. But alternatively, that's what we mentioned earlier. Im vitlahed in 20 amos, huvono binyan tachazako. You built a step. Under the koira, right under the koira, must be dafka, specifically, precisely under the beam. Lema toy me'esrim to be made to decrease the 20 amas. Dai, it's sufficient. Pevinyin rochav tefach ke roichav hakoira. It is good enough if it is just one tefach. Is that considered wide, long, whatever? It's how should we call it? Wide or long? Not long. Wide, deep. It's enough if it's one tefach, deep. One step. It has to be the same, so it's width or length, than the koira up on top.
Same line,
and therefore it must be one tefach. What is it?
Width.
Is that the width? It needs to be one tefach wide, no more than that. So, and through that, it's going to be right under the koira, right on the beam. And that's sufficient, that's fine. So you need to make one step. You can ask me, how long does the step need to be? Does it need to go the whole mavoi, half the mavoi, 4 amas? Doesn't. It only needs to be is one tefach, because that's the length of the mavoi. Right.
Yeah.
Good point. Very valid point. Why does it help? Surely people in the mob still can't see it because it's more than 20. Yeah, good point. Yeah, it's a very valid point. Ah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. 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 So let's go through the words in the bottom line again. If it is higher than 20, uvono binyan tachas ha-koyor, and he built a binyan, a step on tachas, under the koyor, under the beam, lemar toy me'asim, to decrease the 20, die. It's sufficient bevinyan rochov tefach, it is sufficient to have one tefach wide, k'roichav, the same length, ha-koyor, than the koyor. Picture 80. Do you like the picture? You okay with it? I think that it's not proportional. The tefach to the 20 amas is not proportional. I'm very critical. I don't have an ayin tova. But if you look, if we're talking about 20 amas, if it's 20 amas high and then one tefach wide, it's a bit out of proportion. Yeah, doesn't sound absolutely, doesn't look right somehow. But we get the point. We get the point. Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Tzadik Hei, the first white line. Enu to be koira. The koira mishum heker, as we've discussed previously numerous times. Hey koira, the way koira works is because of heker. It's a recognition. Velemalem esim ein heker. If it's higher than 20 amas, it's not a heker. Toloi shalte be'ena, that's the Loshon of the Gemara. Toloi shalte be'ena, eyes don't control the area over 20 amas. Havalechi, but a lechi shu samuch lekakas, a lechi is positioned and placed next to the ground, is on the floor area. Fesagi begoi v'asara tfachim, all you need is more than 20, than tfachim. Nimkein, therefore, mamazik mashu kavaya harba, what is it, who cares the fact that the walls are very high up, it doesn't make a difference, the koira will be a problem if it's 20. Alechi is not a problem because you just put it on the side. Lema'atum esim, we spoke about the step that you could put a step up that will do the trick. Fodin yochel hashpil as a koyor gufa. You could also alternatively put the koyor lower down. Yeah, sure, that works. You could lower down the koyor a little bit. Flanicho b'zoi chalal ha'mavui, and you put it in the chalal of the mavui. Haleser is a yotzim inaksonim from some sort of hooks. No hooks. What did you say? Pegs, yeah? Sticking out from the walls, that works as well. You could do that as well. So yes, it doesn't really matter. That's an important point, really. If you've got a wall, which is a very high wall on the side, more than 20, you could really just put a koira reaching out in the middle of the wall. That doesn't matter. So a koira doesn't really need to be on top. You could put two pegs out and place the koira on top. That would work. It's not like a tzuras ha-pesach. It would work like that. And then binyan rochav tefach says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzadizayin v'u'adin, and similarly also offer kashia zeh, it doesn't have to be a step. The Mishnah Berurah says don't bother putting a step out, just put some earth there. If you put earth there, you pile up earth, that will do as well, as long as it's less than 20 amos. Now you've been mad. And then obviously a very technical point, Mishnah Berurah points out, v'tzorech leizo, you must be careful, k'shenidres b'reglaim, when people are stepping in it and constantly walking on it, sh'leis ma'at, you must be careful, it doesn't go down from overuse, m'kshir p'rochpo, just make sure that the height of this step remains, v'odin le'in goyvo, sh'leis ma'at, v'ye yoysim esim, just make sure that it remains. So perhaps it is a good idea to make a step and not use earth. Yeah, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues. What happens if the mavui is very, very low? It's a very low kind of wall. So what you can't, and it's less than 10 tefachim. Now we learned that you've got to make sure that it's 10 tefachim. Picture 81. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, the curve is less than 10 tefachim high, besides the fact that everybody's going to bang their heads, besides that also, it's too low halachically. So what are you going to do about 10 tefachim? Again, we learn, this is similar to in the chesukah. What are you meant to do? You dig. That's right. You dig. You dig, and then you've got your 10 tefachim. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. But if you have a mavui which is less than 10 tefachim, and the koir is too low. Therefore, tzorich loch ba ames, you must dig 4 ames, l'soich ha-mavui into the mavui, apnei koloch on the entire width. What's different over here? What's the point that the Shulchan Aruch is making? Exactly, that's it. That's right. It must be dalad ames. 4 ames. Look at the difference between picture 80 and 81. When it comes to more than 20 ames, you must ensure that it's just one tefach, and that tefach must be right under the beam, and you are fine. The whole mavui is permitted to walk now, that's fine. But when it comes, picture 81, to a koiro, to a beam which is too low, here we are saying you don't just dig a tefach under the koiro, and therefore having more than 10 tefachim. No, you must have dalad ames. Only once you've got dalad ames, only then it's fine and the koiro will work. Otherwise, not. So we're seeing there's a very big difference between 20 ames, one tefach suffices, and less than 10 tefachim, where you have to ensure that the area of dalad ames is more than 10 tefachim. Otherwise, you are stuck and it won't be permitted. Okay, that's a very big distinction indeed. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to recap what we learned this evening, we learned Siv Chavav, we learned that the Mavui has various conditions when it is, when a Lechem Koiro allows you to walk in carrying it, and that's the Shurim of 10, 4, and 4. If those Shurim are there, then a Lechem Koiro works. If any of those are missing, you've got to put a Tzuras HaPesach on. You must put a Tzuras HaPesach on. We learned also that that if it's more than 20 ames, so you can either put the lechi on the side, that's always good, or you can put a tzir v'kir, which is a chiddush. You put a lime and a picture there, and through that it will catch people's attention, and people will see the koiro. Alternatively, you can put a tefach step, and then you'll be less than 20 ames high. When it comes to less than 10 tefachim, here we learned you must put an area of dalad ames, you must dig an area of dalad ames, in order to carry in this moving to allow through the koira. Okay, that's it for this evening. Good evening.